Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Big John McCarthy from the Ultimate Fighting Championships, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back with you live from Tournament to Pizza here. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. UFC just announced, Dana just announced, Salt Lake City, the BMF belt on the line, Boston.
Boston, that's a great fight town. Boston would be awesome. That's where I met my wife.
In Boston?
Oh, no, wait, that's where
that
you met your wife.
You big dummy.
Well, sometimes I forget that. Oh, my God. I'm following your footsteps, Randall. I'm taking over the show, and I have to become you over time. Your story has become my story.
First of all, I don't know who Randall is. Okay. I'm not Randall Cunningham. Okay.
He was an Eagle.
What?
Wasn't he an Eagle?
Yes, he was an Eagle.
From the city of brotherly love where I was born. Oh, wait. No, that was you that was born there. I see.
You're killing.
We're just like one and the same.
We're not. The Boston card will be the title, another title defense of Aljamain Sterling
versus Sugar Sean O'Malley.
I'm intrigued.
Intrigued, but not. It's not as stacked as the Utah card. Did you see the Utah card?
Vaguely, I don't remember it.
Like, I'll pull it up.
Yeah, feel free to pull it up.
It's
main event. Main event is the BMF between Dustin Poirier and Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, the rematch. The rematch they're doing again.
Right. Great fight. You know, rock 'em, sock 'em. You know, I'm cool with that. I enjoy watching those fights. Sometimes they're not the most. What's the word I'm looking for?
The intriguing. The fights on this card, lightweight, Tony Ferguson, in a bunch of legal trouble after his DUI crash in L.A., is going to take on Bobby Green.
Good fight.
Welterweight, Michael Chiesa, who is taking on Kevin Holland.
Yeah.
Middleweight, Paulo Costa versus Ikram, I don't know, I need to buy a vowel, Vanna Askalesvarov. Speaking of Vanna, Pat Sajak's daughter's been filling in. She's been playing the role for
Really?
White. Yeah,
oh.
She's doing a great job.
I don't watch Wheel of Fortune.
Stephen Thompson, the Wonder Boy.
Wonder Boy, we were just with.
Taking on Michael Pereira.
Great.
So, I mean, this card is stacked. Derek Lewis versus Marcos Rogério de Lima. Rogério de Lima. I should know that since I'm from Brazil.
Yeah.
But, so Salt Lake City, I mean, that's a stacked card. But then we have Jacksonville coming up before that on the 24th of June.
We'll talk about UFC Jacksonville. We'll talk more about Boston. We'll talk more about Salt Lake City. But let's go to the phone lines. Let's welcome to the program Joe Gatto. Joe, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm very good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Your national tour is coming through Florida this weekend, and we're going to get to that in 1 second. But I wanted to talk to you about, I became one of them about 11 years ago when we adopted from the Humane Society, and I know that's one of your passions, and I wanted you to talk about that.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. I run Gatto Pups and Friends out of New York up here. It's a nonprofit where we adopt mostly elderly pups, or, you know, disabled ones who are looking for a home, and take care of them up here in New York. And it's been a passion of mine for about 9 years at this point, I guess, was my first rescue. So,
how many of your dogs, your puppies that you own, have you eaten what their name is?
All of them. They're all named after Italian pastry and dessert because that's on brand for me. You know, so I have like cannoli, biscotti, tartufo, the brother and sister fettuccine Alfredo.
Well, I didn't realize it was two. I saw Fettuccine Alfredo. I thought that was the full name. I thought you gave the middle name to that pup.
No, that was their that's their partnership.
Okay, perfect. So you're out on the road. Friday you'll be in Jacksonville. Saturday you're down in Miami. Sunday you're in Orlando. What's the best thing about being on tour and being back on stage?
Being on stage is the best because you get to make the people laugh, and that's what I love to do. It's been great to use this new format of stand-up comedy now over the past year and a little bit to make people forget about all the craziness that is life and come out and laugh for a little while, as we all need it, especially myself. So it's just been really great, and I love that. And getting into these towns, you know, getting down. I love Florida, getting into Florida, but I've been going through all these little towns throughout the U.S., and it's been really nice to get in front of people and see the fans and have some fun.
are you able to get out and you know, see the towns, see the cities, you know, get out and experience that? And what happens when a fan or fans, you know, see you out on the street?
Oh, yeah, all the time I do. I mean, I love to hit up, when I get into town, I try to hit up, like, a little bit of shopping at the mom-and-pop shop local on their Main Street-ish kind of areas, you know. Get a cup of coffee at 3 o'clock, a little bit of a pastry, and then, you know, get into it with some fans, take some selfies, have some fun, get to know about the towns. It's my favorite part of touring.
So Joe, I guess along those same lines, you know, do you get to control, like, what cities and what tour stops you go to, or are there preset areas that you know are just better for your material, or, you know, because, you know, I've done stand-up comedy, and I know based on, like, what crowd or what city, the vibe is different. And so, like, how much thought goes into, like, that?
Yeah, the vibe's definitely different between Seattle versus Orlando, you know, and whatnot. But it's like, people, I talk about things that people know. I'm at a good advantage because people have known me over the past decade from television. You know, they've seen me, they've grown up with me, if you will, and seen me fall apart as I get fatter, lose more hair, get a little bit more gray. So it's been interesting. They come in knowing me, and they get to learn more about me, which is, I think, what people respond most to me, my shows.
And that's because, you know, what we've seen and what the fans have seen you on TV, it's you. It's, you're not an actor playing a role. I mean, you're you playing you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, they're not coming to watch Chandler from Friends to his stand-up. I mean, it's Joe. I'm making the same jokes and stuff that you love from me on television. So if you like what I did on TV, you're in for a pleasant surprise when it comes to stand-up. You know, because I spend time talking about my life up there. And a big part of my life is Impractical Jokers, my friends from that show. You know, and then I talk about things that are specific to me now, too. Parenthood, my rescue dogs, growing up with a crazy Italian mother, all those things.
And we're going to touch on all that, but you brought up Chandler. Do you know when Monica is performing and where I can go see her?
She's across the street, I think, from where I'm playing.
Okay,
she's perfect. Down in St. Petersburg.
that would be awesome. So, real quick, true story. I'm on a cruise going to Alaska. My kids have watched it, you know, the old show that you were on. I'd never seen it. The first time I ever saw it was I was on a cruise, and it was the skit where you put your head on somebody's table trying to get fed and doing the yum-yum. And on a cruise, while I was on a cruise, I thought it was all just meant to be.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I got into some crazy stuff on Impractical Jokers, but the num-num is like the sound that has stuck with me. I've got a lot of catchphrases from that show, but a lot is when I eat. Like, I'll have people come up and show up to the shows with the words num-num on their shirt, N-O-M-N-O-M.
That's awesome. I always ask fighters when they come on, the craziest, strangest, whatever, in the middle of a fight, what's the craziest, funniest, strangest thing to ever happen to you, with you, while you're on stage performing?
Oh, I mean, come on, you can't. I've been on stage a long time, and my life has been crazy. But, I mean, I guess at one point we were talking about how I was, I think we're a town we're in, we're somewhere in Ohio, and we were talking about how I was like, had a big fat belly, and one guy yelled, "Not as big as mine." And then Q had said, "He's the biggest and baddest I know." And the guy stood up and yelled, "I challenge you." And we took our shirt off and did an impromptu sumo wrestle on the stage. And that was really fun. He was a fun guy. And, you know, you never know what you're going to get with me. I always, you know, I come from an improv background. If the crowd's fun, I have no problem diving in, talking to the crowd, and having a good time.
So Joe, Clearwater, home of Hulk Hogan, you know, they call maybe the GOAT. Hogan always talks about how he was offered a job as a banker before he did his first wrestling match. Well, he heard the crowd and the roar of the crowd, and he just knew he could never do anything else. I assume it's the same for you on stage with the crowd. But what was that career going to be before comedy if this didn't pan out?
Well, I had a bunch. I mean, I graduated an accounting degree, so I was going to be an accountant. Could you imagine that? I don't even balance my own checkbook. But I think I had gotten into sales. I was doing sales for a long time. And my last career before my career in comedy was I was selling high-end baby furniture and gear at a baby store called Giggle. And I used to be a personal shopper at those stores. So I guess I would have been a baby store salesman.
There you go. I'll buy. Are you a sports fan? And if you are, what team, what sport, you know, what do you enjoy?
All the sports. I'm into all of it. You know, the ones, the goals and the points and everybody when they're doing the home runs and everything. I'm a fan of my town, New York. So I'm always rooting for a New York team when they're playing. I don't really follow anybody. I'm not good at sports besides bowling. I'm pretty competitive when it comes to that. That's really, you know, I just enjoy a good game, though. Like, I love, you know, especially live. I love going to live games.
So I've always wondered for a city that has, like New York, has the Mets and the Yankees, you know, hockey, basketball. There's like 77 teams in the state of New York. How do you determine which one you're going to root for when they play against each other?
I go for the underdog. Whoever's got the worst record, I'm their number one fan.
All right. There you go. There you go. So, again, Friday in Jacksonville, Saturday in Miami, Sunday in Orlando. What goes into, you know, fans just, they buy the ticket, they sit in the seat, they watch you perform, they have a great time. I don't think a lot of fans realize what goes into your stand-up, what goes into a stand-up set.
Yeah, there's definitely some work, and it's been a trial by fire a little bit. You know, when I first had to make the decision to leave the show and, you know, figure out what my next move was, I knew that I wanted to perform and keep people laughing, and so my camp was like, hey, you should do stand-up. You're used to getting up in front of people and talking. So the first time I did it was in Appleton, Wisconsin, and I did a 30-minute set. So now I'm up to over an hour, and it's a really refined set, and I'm super proud of what I put together. This content's really fun. Has a great response from people. I'm proud of it. I think it's really funny. So it's nice to be up there and actually feel like I'm giving people what they want, and which is to come out and laugh with their old friend Joe, you know? So I'm really excited about it.
I never knew that I was, I think it's called a teetotal, until I was told that you were coming on. I did, you know, went on Wikipedia, I did some stuff. So I guess I am that, but explain what that is.
A teetotal?
Yeah.
I don't know what a teetotal is. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's on your Wikipedia. It's about not drinking.
Oh, okay. Well, Wikipedia could be made by anybody. You can make any other list. A teetotaler, I think that is. And that is somebody who just drinks tea. I think that's what I mean. But it's I've never been drunk, tried a cigarette, or a drug in my life. And I know what people are thinking. It's like, how did this happen then?
But, well, that's why you're not in the UFC.
Neither have I. So when I saw that, I'm like, okay, that would be me. Has a fan ever pulled a prank on you, whether it's on the street or at the meet and greet or something like that?
No, they try, but I mean, I'm the Jedi Master. What are you gonna do? I see it coming a mile away. I've been doing this a long time. You know, some people do try and whatnot, but for the most part, people are just want to be genuine and meet me, which is nice, and I appreciate that. You know, they get to talk to me as a human and have a good time and have a nice conversation. So the meet and greets are a great time for that. I get to hear from all the fans about how I've been there for them during their tough times and happen to make them laugh. And it just means a lot to me.
I know we only have another couple of minutes, a minute or two. So two more real quick ones for you. We broadcast every Wednesday from a pizzeria here in St. Pete. You being the Italian, what doesn't belong on a pizza?
I mean, this is going to be controversial, but I don't think anchovies go on a pizza. I don't like an anchovy pie. I think it's a weird topping. I think it kind of ruins it for me. You know, you get into the pineapple debate with people, so it could go any way, but for me, it's anchovy.
Final question before we hit one more about, you know, the next three stops. I know that you do a podcast called Two Cool Moms. I'm curious. I want you to talk about it, but what if the two of you do agree? Like, the knucklehead across from me always wants to argue, even if he really agrees with me. Do you guys ever agree on a subject, or is it point counterpoint?
No, it's basically, you know, we give our insight and we do agree. It's actually funny. I just filmed today. We did some episodes today of it, our Two Cool Moms podcast with Steve Byrne, who will actually be on the road with me this weekend. He'll be coming to all the shows. He'll be in Miami, Orlando, and Jacksonville. So it's great to have him with me on the road. He's super funny. And we do. We just, you know, we're like-minded. And more often than not, we give pretty similar advice to things. But it's nice to respect us in two different ways of growing up. I think that's the way it really happened.
Awesome stuff, Joe. Thank you very much. We're going to put you back on hold to get your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. Hopefully, we'll be able to get up there and get some tickets to see you on Sunday.
Please do. Thanks so much, guys.
Awesome. Very awesome. Good stuff. Seen him on TV numerous times, and now you have the opportunity all over the country. You know, he's back out on tour, Joe is, in Jacksonville Friday, Miami Saturday, and Orlando on Sunday. So let's
go. Bring some pizzas to him and roll out.
And I was going to ask you that live on the air, but, you know, my question is, can you keep it warm? You know, if we leave and drive up there, it's an hour and a half drive.
Yeah, it wouldn't be warm per se, but I have a portable oven. All I need is a power source. I could bring the oven in the back of the truck, and we could hook it up.
Okay, well, we will attempt to do that. And let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Pete Banaszak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Buckle up!
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship returns to Omaha at Liberty First Credit Union Arena Friday, May 19th. In the main event, your undefeated hometown star, Houston the Assassin Alexander, throws down with the always dangerous Jeremy Pitbull Smith. Also, see Dakota Cochran fight Noah Cutter, Sean P-Town Wilson versus Brandon Meyer, Jade Wong versus Taylor Killer B. Starling, and many more bare knuckle fights. Get your tickets now at BKFC.com.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Carrie Turner from CBS's JAG, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Change had much to do.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
That was really cool talking to Joey. Because that show.
Oh, Joey. He's Joey now.
Well, Joey. Because he's from Brooklyn, right? From New York. But Joey, like the whole Impractical Jokers, that premise before YouTube and before viral and like before, you know, Instagram pranksters and all these kids, those guys started that. I mean, that was, there's a cruise in the park and they were doing like just skits comedy, yeah, like on impromptu.
Well, you know, and the cool thing is that the four of them went to school together.
Yeah, they're like friends.
Right, then they all went their different ways and then they reconnected. Yeah. And it is funny because that was the first time I ever saw it was on that cruise.
Now he's solo. He's out doing the comedy tour.
Right. You know, I really didn't want to bring it up because you don't know why. And, you know, he left and went through some things and a divorce and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But life goes on.
Yeah.
And, you know, now he's back on the road. Very funny guy. And hopefully we can set that up and do that on Sunday.
And, you know, I was looking at his tour dates. Like, that's why I was asking if he had control of it, because it looks like he just hugs the Eastern Seaboard down to Florida and Texas. And then the one pop out to like Seattle.
Yeah, I was going to make a reference when he said
this. So I didn't know if we can get him to Oklahoma. Like, I'm sure there's a great fan base out there we can tap into. Get Joey out there and do a show.
Oh, and yeah, now we're going to be his promoter.
Well, man, I mean, we got a limousine. We can drive him out.
Not to Oklahoma.
We can cook for him.
No, not in Oklahoma.
I can make pizza anywhere.
It's a long ass drive.
I can make pizza anywhere. I just need water and flour. And there's flour in Oklahoma. There's wheat everywhere.
Okay. Whatever.
I've never made an Oklahoma pizza.
You've probably never been in Oklahoma.
I have.
What is the UFC this weekend? I didn't get my phone call, so we didn't get guests. Slap starts, I guess, back up next week. The slap fighting.
Yeah, Julian Lane was fighting for a belt. That got scrapped.
Got postponed, yeah.
Yeah, that got pushed.
Did it get postponed or canceled?
I think it got pushed until the 28th.
And that's the organization that Tim Sylvia fought in, I believe.
Okay. Let's see here. Do we have? We have fight night.
Well, Angela Hill, shockingly, is fighting again.
Saturday, May 20th. Mackenzie Dern fighting Angela Hill.
Right, main event.
And the main event. Edmund Shaboygan.
Shabazier.
Who?
Shabazier.
Shabazier versus Anthony Hernandez. Catch weight. You have Emily Ducate versus Lupia Godzina. Welterweight, Andre Filio versus Jacquin Barkley, who's always an exciting fighter to watch. Diego Ferreira versus Michael Johnson.
Now, I noticed how you got Michael Johnson's name right.
Yeah.
It's the first name you got right. Well, yeah. You got Angela Hill, right?
He was an Olympic gold medalist, right? Was Michael Johnson the one that lost his gold medals for cheating?
That would be the Canadian. That's the Canadian.
Oh, he's a Canadian now?
He always was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's... If he's good at something, don't we just kind of claim him? Don't we take all the good stuff in Canada?
No, it's they come here. If they're good, they all come here.
Right, right. Because we got Pamela Anderson, and we got Justin Bieber.
Yep.
And Elias Theodoro.
May he rest.
In peace. Our
Mr.
Canadian
Wonderful.
Correspondent.
Mr. Wonderful.
GSP.
GSP.
The GOAT.
Why do you...
welterweight.
Well, he's not.
The welterweight GOAT?
I don't think he is.
George St. Pierre, the greatest to ever do it?
I don't think he is.
Who do you think is better?
But it's debatable. You're not wrong. Well, you are. But, you know, when you have an opinion it and I don't agree with it, it doesn't typically make you wrong.
Who's better than GSP?
I honestly believe that GSP was fortunate in who he fought. Now, you can't hold it against him, okay? You can't, but you still have to look at
it. Are you using the Khabib argument, like he never fought anybody?
Yeah.
I can't call him a GOAT because he...
You know, he beat Matt at the end of Matt's career.
Okay.
He was beating Matt when Matt beat him the first time, uh-huh. So he lost. I don't necessarily hold it against GOAT status, him losing to Matt Serra. You know, he made a mistake. He didn't this, he didn't that. You know, stuff happens. You don't have to be undefeated. I didn't think that GSP, and I know this is going to sound ridiculous, he wasn't dominant. You know, he laid on top of you. Matt Hughes laid on top of you, and you wanted to cry.
But that's the fight game now, right? I mean, that's what the UFC has morphed into. It's more of that. It's not the two rock'em sock'em robots. Bell rings, run the middle, start panting.
I understand.
Somebody falls.
No, I understand.
No, we're going to get that with Gaethje and...
Right. I understand what you're saying. Poirier. I understand what you're saying, and that's why, as a judge, I disagree with a lot of judges. I take you down and I lay on top of you and do absolutely nothing. Okay?
Control.
You on your back, you're throwing punches, you're hitting the side, I'm giving you the round. But most judges don't. Most
control,
judges but it's not just control. You can't just lay on top of somebody and do nothing.
Well, that's what the game has become, because now it's points and it's control, and they're all built for 25-minute rounds. Where back in the UFC, they were trying to finish in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, to get
and
the
usually
hell out of
did
it.
Right. So I mean, and plus in the beginning it was like a tournament style where they fought multiple fights per night. So there was an advantage of, hey, I can't endure much damage. I got to fight in another hour. I need to get in here, get this victory, and go back and recover for the next hour. So the game has changed. The sport has changed.
I get all of that. And GSP dominated.
And he started the new UFC as we know it, like with that control. I think he was really...
I don't even think he started it. I believe that was him. You know, he didn't necessarily have knockout power, right? Matt Hughes did. It was just two totally different things. And he was a dominant wrestler. You know, there's no taking away from that. I'm trying to pull up.
Can we at least debate and agree that poutine,
is
Canadian
awful?
Food, is the worst food ever
made?
It
is awful.
Okay, can we all agree that's not debatable, correct?
Now, you have to add, you know, I can argue with myself as I'm looking at, when he beat Michael Bisping, and he was losing. It's kind of like what happened with Matt Hughes when he was winning and then lost. He was losing, if I remember correctly, to Michael Bisping, and then he won that at 217. But let's look at,
BJ Penn.
Yeah, he's beat some pretty good guys. Okay.
Who else is in there?
Well, Carlos Condit.
Oh, yeah, Carlos.
You know, Carlos was a gatekeeper.
Yeah.
You know, was good. Nick Diaz was good.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't put him in the awesome. Split decision against Johnny Hendricks that I remember vividly. I taped Bruce Buffer, you know, on the phone because I wanted to hear him on record and new, because I thought Johnny Hendricks won. And, of course, he didn't. BJ Penn, Thiago Alves, who I believe Thiago just called out Mike Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wants a piece of Mike Perry.
Okay.
The Dan Hardy fight where he literally, from Varsity Blues, I think it was, he literally ripped his arm off and beat him over the head with it. And Dan Hardy didn't tap. John Fitch, Matt Hughes, Matt Serra, Koscheck, Matt Hughes, BJ Penn, Sean Sherk, Frank Dring. That's a decent.
That's a good list.
It's a decent list. I still think, off the top of my head, and we all know, I don't remember much. Look at who Usman beat. Now, was it to that length? You know, how many fights we're looking at? GSP started at UFC 48 and ran off 1, 2, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, 7-1, 8-1, 8-2, 9-2, 10-2, 11-2, 12-2, 13-2, 14-2, 15-2, 16-2, 17-2, 18-2, 19-2, 20, 21-2.
So I know it's not UFC related, but Keith Thurman is out in LA.
It's not MMA related either.
Right. It's boxing related, but he is saying that because of the way that things went down with the Pacquiao fight and he lost, and then Crawford and Spence are now in the belt, he's claiming that their belts don't hold as much weight because they don't have a win over Keith Thurman. So does it matter who you beat for your legacy, for the meaning of the belt? Is it the same belt if you don't go through the greatest in the division?
Yeah. And here, just real quickly, remind me, we'll come back to that. Here's Usman. Lost to Leon Edwards twice. Colby, Masvidal, Burns, Masvidal, Covington, Woodley, Rafael Dos Anjos, Damian Maya. That's a killer. Sean Strickland.
Yeah, but go with Matt Hughes. What's Matt Hughes's? I mean, I would say Hughes has probably got the record. I would say his was the most impressive of that run.
I'm a Matt Hughes guy, but
because I don't know. I mean, I'm
Covington. Masvidal isn't Covington. I mean, to me, Covington is the second best welterweight. I think he runs right through Leon Edwards. Now watch, I'll prove him wrong, and I just jinxed Colby and the whole nine yards. But
some guys just have numbers. I mean, Look, I mean, McGregor could never get past Khabib because Khabib was a superior wrestler and held the ground control. And, you know, so some guys just have numbers. You can't just crack it. I mean, you know, and Leon, for, you know, must have Usman's number.
All right. So here, defended, won. All right. So Matt Hughes beat Carlos Newton, beat Sakuraya. Beat Carlos Newton at UFC 38 that I was at in London. Beat Gil Castillo. That's when Gil Castillo is who almost killed John McLaughlin, and then John almost killed Gil.
Oh, yeah, John with a rear naked choke, yeah. And then fell backwards.
And he stood up and fell backwards on him. John McLaughlin, who was in town and was supposed to call.
Johnny Mack.
Back to Matt Hughes, Sean Sherk, Frank Trigg, lost to BJ. Veresimo. Beat GSP, beat Trigg again, Joe Riggs, Hoyce Gracie, towards the end of Gracie. Yeah. You know, that's UFC 60. Beat BJ, lost to George, beat Chris Lytle, lost to George, lost to Tiago, beat Matt Serra, Henzo, Ricardo Almeida, and then lost to BJ and then lost to Josh Koscheck.
And then beat a train. And the commercial says nothing beat the train, but Matt Hughes beat a train. And it's still here.
Typically, I would punch you in the face right now.
Just far away. So you know. You got little arms.
Yeah, I got long arms. But when Colby Covington said that to Robbie Lawler about you should have gotten off the train, and I was really upset about it.
Were you?
So I thought it was BS. I mean, you know, dude got hit by a train. And so I texted Matt, and Matt told me that he thought it was funny. So I said, all right. You know, sometimes I stick up for, you know, I'm too loyal sometimes. You know, I lose credentials because I'm sticking up for you. I go to stick up for Matt, and he goes, that's hilarious. That was a funny line. So I really believe, you look at Usman, Covington, and, you know, that was...
Does he have to get his belt back for you to call him the GOAT?
I don't know who the GOAT of welterweight is. You know, I would have to... I mean, I lived it. I lived GSP. I lived Matt Hughes, and I lived Khabib.
And Usman.
And Usman.
We were there at 223 when before he was even champ.
Right.
He just said he was going to be champ.
I lived through all four. I think Usman's list is very impressive. And again, you can't hold because of who they beat. You know, Matt Hughes beating, you know, Frank Trigg, my brother, Frank Trigg, twice, isn't as impressive as beating Colby Covington twice. So are we going to look at who we beat? Are we going to look at how dominant? Because Matt Hughes was dominant.
Yeah.
I put Matt Hughes almost in the same category as Mark Coleman. People were afraid of Mark Coleman.
And why don't UFC fighters pick people up and carry them across the octagon and then slam them down to the ground like they used to? Like, well, why is that strategy?
Well, first
no
of all,
longer
there? It's not used to. I don't know many that did it other than Matt. And that one fight was, it is still to date my favorite fight. And I hated it because it was two friends. And when I say friends, two friends. Okay. Which is, you know, this package that came is from a friend.
Yeah.
You know, not many send packages. We send packages. This is a package. Do you want me? I'm just going to give it away.
Good.
All right.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Can I have it? Hold on.
Ooh, at least I get to pick. Do I want black? Check out this shirt. This fighter, and only one person guessed it right.
Hold on. Don't say that. I'm going to run down the fight card. July 8th. So your main event is Alexander Volosky versus Yair Rodriguez. Your co-main event is Brandon Moreno versus Alexandre Pontjante. Robert Whittaker.
I don't know if I want to show love because
Duplessis.
He didn't have any XLs.
Jalen Turner, Dan Hooker, Bo Nickel, Tyson Gore. I'm going to say Dan Hooker. I'm going to go Dan Hooker.
Okay, you would be incorrect. I'll show it. I've already said his name. You should have known who it was.
Who?
Dead air's not good.
Nico Price, the hybrid.
How about that shirt?
That's sick.
It is. Fight night, December 3rd, fighting out of Cape Coral.
He's not on the... he is.
He's fighting Robbie Lawler. Robbie Lawler's final fight.
The welterweight.
Matt Brown was calling out Robbie Lawler, but that's going to be his last fight.
Robbie Lawler, wasn't he a wrestler?
Robbie Lawler's a military guy, yeah, a former military guy. Yeah, a wrestler.
Not a wrestler, but like a wrestler. Wasn't there a big wrestler in the...
Not
Ruthless Robbie.
Robbie Lawler is the fighter, you big chucklehead.
What about the other? Isn't there like a Lawler?
The King.
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
King Lawler.
King Lawler.
Yeah.
There's King Mo. There's King Lawler.
Ah, please.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Jerry the King Lawler. Yeah. Any relation?
No. Any blood relation? Not that I know of, no.
Nice. You got a new co-host.
Nice having,
I'm going to cut out. I don't need
it's
to
nice,
be here.
It's nice having fact checkers on our show. We haven't had this kind of production input. Since 86.
We haven't had this kind of input.
It's nice because like they do that on the ESPN network. Like they do all the talk, and then at the end of the show, they fact check to see how many inaccurate statements were made.
Well, they do that with Michael Wilbon, who I had a disagreement with because back in the day, he didn't like the UFC, yet he told me he had never seen it. I'm like, can you watch it at least one time?
Really?
Yeah.
So he had an opinion without seeing
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So he was debating with me and having an opinion with something that he
didn't
never
know
saw.
About.
But it was also because the UFC was not on ESPN.
Right.
But maybe we'll do that at the end of the show starting next week.
Now it's
we'll
on ABC.
Fact checked everything we got wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fat check you on my truck this week.
Fat check.
I'm your new trainer.
No, my new trainer just texted me.
Oh, well, man.
He wants me at the gym in Clearwater tomorrow.
Which gym? I'll swing on by on my way to Hogan's gift shop.
We'll talk about it off the air. Let's go hit a quick break or a long one. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Phil Baroni, the New York Badass from the UFC. And you're listening to Talk Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I got to do it.
Mike Allstock coming out of the break.
But get hands just because he had a pizzeria. I don't mean it's his hands are
here. A-Train Pizza, downtown St. Pete.
They used to be a sponsor.
Well, yeah. He's moved on. I filled the gap. That's what happened. Are there fullbacks still in the NFL? Is that still a position?
No, it's not really used as much. You know, not and let's be honest, Mike wasn't a fullback. He was a fullback, but he wasn't used as a fullback.
They used him as a running back.
He was a running back.
The big running back.
Some of those where he's rumbling and stumbling, you know.
Tumbling. Yeah.
He was definitely the man. Faux show.
Best tailback or fullback?
Tailback?
Fullback.
I'm going to say no because there's some fullbacks in the Hall of Fame. I'm sure there is.
But Mike's not in the Hall of Fame?
No.
What?
Was this your first day doing sports?
Well, yesterday was. Okay. How come he's not in the Hall of Fame?
I guess I'm not a voter.
Yeah. He didn't do enough on the field? Is that? Didn't have enough big star power? Didn't have enough rings?
The team didn't have enough star power. Now, granted, you know, four are in the Hall of Fame from that team. I'm trying to get my free tickets.
Yeah.
It's the only way I'd go to the Rays, and I still won't go.
Why? Well, it's a good time.
It's not. You know what's a good time?
They shortened the game. It's like you got bigger bases.
You know what's a good time?
Leaving the game.
Well, that for sure. We went to the Colorado Rockies game.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Mile High.
I enjoyed it. I got to bring my own food. Well, I got to bring my own soda.
Is that where Steve learned it? Bring his own food with him when he
yeah,
comes?
Exactly. You know, we brought a bag. I enjoyed that.
It's a great. It's an outdoor stadium.
Now, let me tell you something about Eric, though.
Thinner
Eric in Denver. So Eric in Denver, who lives in Denver,
yes,
would go to a game, and it's cold there.
Yeah.
So he would buy a blanket
okay.
for him and whoever he's with. He'd go back to his apartment, the long way, of course, and then he'd go to a game 2 days later, and it was cold. So he'd buy a blanket
okay.
for him and his female friend or whatever,
okay.
and then walk back to his apartment.
Okay.
And then he'd go to the game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold, so he would buy a blanket. I think he told me he has 42 Colorado Rocky blankets. When would you finally learn, take the blanket with you?
So he just doesn't plan think
to bring
ahead.
It. Right, doesn't plan ahead.
Okay.
So they gave State Farm had bobbleheads. Cheesy, but still bobbleheads, okay? And they take your picture, and then they slide your picture into the front.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay?
cool. I've seen those.
So I got a bride for my daughter who yep. was got engaged the day we went to the game. No, we went to the game on Friday. So she got engaged the next day. His bobblehead was a black superhero.
Oh.
It was pretty funny.
Nice.
Oh, you got a rocker. Yeah, Steve.
But even with that being said, like you go to a game, it's cold, you forgot the blanket, and you do it repetitively. I've had employees forget to deliver the pizza. Like, literally, they drove to the house, walked up to the door, rang the doorbell, the door opens, they have no pizza in their hand. They're like, oh, I forgot the pizza. Get back in the car, drive back to the restaurant, and get the pizza off on top of the oven. They didn't forget it in the car.
How many times did you do that?
Well, it wasn't me. But you know, that Mile High, just different out there. And people are forgetful.
No, I don't know about that.
They breathe in all that air.
I don't know about any of that. All I'm saying is I enjoyed it more. I did enjoy the game more than normal.
It's outdoors, which is great.
The outdoors was cool. The atmosphere was cool.
Yep.
I do like the pitch count or the pitch clock.
Yeah,
I did like that.
Speeds the game up.
Unfortunately, we didn't see any violations, which would have been fun. It did speed the game up, even though the game was still kind of long. I still think it should be shortened to four innings.
That's not enough. It takes longer to park. And
two
to get
outs.
To your seat.
Well, no, you walk.
No.
There is really no parking there. And we walked from Eric's, and he took us the long way.
Okay.
I don't know why. It would have been nice to go to the
short. Probably had to warm up because he didn't have a blanket.
That's probably true.
Try and get his core body temperature heated.
Yeah, that probably is true. But I liked it. I liked the outsideness. Even though I don't mind. You can't have an open air here.
We can't. We absolutely could. Most of the games are at night. It's pleasant at night. You can have a retractable dome.
Right. First of all, a retractable dome is not an open air stadium. Stick with me.
But it's open air enough. Like it's convertible.
Well, no. That's different. That's what you would need.
That's what we need.
Now, who's going to pay for that?
Just cut the top off and just roll it up. It's like a sardine can.
You got six people up there doing it.
Joe Gatto said he doesn't like anchovies. You know, it's the same thing. When you open an anchovy container, you just roll the lid up.
Right.
And then you roll it back down. That's how you do the trop. And we could have...
I saw something, and you know, I don't read much, but I saw something that there's a 150-year plan for the Rays
in St. Pete.
150 year plan?
Yeah.
What does that include? Moving?
No, not moving. That's what I'm saying. The plan to keep them here. But who's going to pay for it? Who should pay for it? That's a bigger one.
How can you have a 150 year plan for the team? Was it like a sacred cemetery where the team came to die? Can't build on it?
What?
You know, like those sites are like sacred because there's graves underneath. Yeah. Maybe it's because their team came here to die?
No, it's, you know, their plan of getting a stadium.
They're moving to Kissimmee. The Orlando guy, he's going to build an amazing facility. It's got plenty of space. It's centrally located in the state. People from Orlando to come. People from Ocala can come. Lakeland, Tampa, St. Pete.
The only way that happens is if he sells the team.
Well, no, you have to have high-speed transit. You have to have the train that is now from Orlando to Miami. That high-speed, when they connect I-4, you could get on in Tampa and be there in 20 minutes.
And what's the cost of that?
$79 a person.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
You can sit on my lap for $35.
I ain't doing it. That's the problem with the high speed, because, you know, I would go to Disney, because originally the plan was Tampa to Disney. It takes you right there. But if it's $50 a person, sounds like a good deal, right? That's $100 each way. Family of four is going to spend $400.
Yeah, that's
not going to happen.
It can't be that expensive, is it? Is it that much?
All right, so $30.
But by the time you start parking, you know. Like,
well, us annual pass holders, parking's free. So say $30. Family of four.
Yeah, you're right.
That's $240.
Well, it has to be affordable or no one's going to do it.
That's what I'm saying. And I just don't see them spending that kind of money on the high-speed rail and it being inexpensive enough to be used on a regular basis. Would some people use it? Of course. You know, if it's made in the next 3 months and I can take the granddaughter and she's free and it's $40 each way or $40 round trip, maybe I would do it.
Well, could we move to Al Lang Stadium and then have bombs going into the
Hey, you can't
bay?
Say that.
Bombs in the bay, like, what's his name? Barry Bonds, remember, in San Francisco? He used to, Craig and everybody's in the kayaks out in the water. Why can't we do that here? We're a waterfront city. That would be an amazing experience.
I think they should use Al Lang. That's about the crowd they get. You know, it would work perfectly. I'm not trying to be smart.
No, but I think that's, why not use the city resources? Like, we have this waterfront.
That stadium would never work. You'd have to totally rebuild. It's not big enough there, even though it's a major league park. But you would have to do that on steroids.
That's what baseball is. Yeah. We can bring it back. Then we can have bombs in the bay again.
You can't say that. You're going to get me banned.
Bombs in the water. Why can't I say bay?
Bryce Harper tried to throw some bombs again and get me in trouble again.
I wish baseball players would actually throw punches when they clear the bench. They do all that charades, and it's not even scripted entertainment like wrestling. It's just run out and, like, act all tough and then push around and Don Zimmer to the ground.
Yeah.
Like Pedro Martinez, like, throwing Don Zimmer to the ground.
I supported Pedro Martinez in that 100%.
You thought it was good to throw an elderly man to the ground?
Absolutely.
Don Zimmer was like 100 years old at the time.
I don't care if he's in the casket. If you're pushed out there, if you're in the casket, and you're pushed. Don Zimmer ran out like he was a badass. Okay,
he waddled out.
Okay,
didn't run.
He limped out.
He waddled out.
Okay, the metal in his head started to flop.
When you get to a certain weight, you waddle. You stop walking.
You hold it against Pedro Martinez. A dude is. I don't care who it is. He's running towards you. Think he's very badass. Of course, he didn't punch him. He just threw his ass to the ground.
Right. Just kind of like, ole.
I have no problem with what he did. No problem at all.
Well, we're going to get you on the fat burning process. We're going to get you on the truck so you don't waddle anywhere. You're not going to waddle your daughter down the aisle next year. We're going to make sure you walk her down the aisle, Randy.
I was told today the number for the wedding and reception. Oh. Well, no, just the reception.
Yeah.
Which I've been told is not bad.
Are you wishing you had two sons at this
I
point?
I choked a little.
The cost to say goodbye.
And you know, there's this TV show, Say Yes to the Dress. People spend tens of thousands of dollars on a dress.
It's crazy. It's
My
insane.
Daughter always told me she was going to get married on the beach in a bathing suit. Still do that.
Yeah.
No, you're going to spend, wow.
Well, with the divorce rate being so high, can't you find a used one at like a Goodwill?
Probably. And on Mondays and Wednesdays, it's 50% off at Salvation Army, you know, for senior citizens. So if you could go pick it up for my daughter, I'd appreciate it.
I'm a little bit taller than her, but I'll try it on, see if it fits. Maybe I'll marry myself like Rodman. Well, that was a pretty cool move that he did back in the day.
Yeah.
Who would you rather see in a swimsuit, Martha Stewart or Dennis Rodman?
Martha Stewart.
You lie. Why would you lie on
I'm not lying.
National radio.
I'm not lying.
No.
You'd rather see Dennis Rodman in a bathing suit.
I think over Martha Stewart.
Every time you open your mouth, I lose I mean, what little respect.
I think that's debatable.
It's not debatable.
I think that's debatable.
It's not debatable. when you're wrong, it's not debatable. Now, what kind of bathing? You're talking about the same kind of bathing suit.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything worse.
But. Yeah. a full bodysuit for both of them.
But kudos to Martha Stewart for being out there.
I think it's awesome.
The oldest to ever grace the cover of the coveted Sports Illustrated. It's a tremendous honor. I thought it was great. And look, she came back from prison and had an amazing career post. You know, she's an inspiration to a lot of people that have pitfalls, that make mistakes, that live life. And then she still did something like this. I think it's epic. I would say legendary.
Typically, it's my producer that's talking into my ear. My attorney is talking into my other ear. I'm not responding.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not touching anything that you just said.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Allegedly, she went to jail.
No, she did go to jail. Yeah.
She did more jail time than all the rappers. All those guys that claim to be tough and like guns and drugs and
stuff. That's not true.
She did more jail time than this hardened criminal.
Maybe some of them. What's the guy from Philly that went away and one of the team owners picked him up in the helicopter the day he got out and brought him to the game? Or I don't remember if it was football or my son should be listening.
But if it was Santa Claus, they would have booed him too.
They didn't boo Santa Claus.
Your town is full of hateful people.
Well, that's true. I'm not denying that. And we're very proud of that. The town booed an imposter wearing a Santa Claus costume who they took out of the stands because Santa was late. So they took him out and brought him on the field. And so the intelligent people in Philadelphia knew that it was an imposter. So they booed him. I have no problems with that. Now, booing Mike Schmidt is a different story. I have a problem with that.
Well, he's sacred.
Michael Schmidt is.
He should be the face of your city, not a made-up character of Rocky Balboa.
Well, Schmitty is in there. It's Schmidt. It's Dr. J. It's I think his name was Zink. He was the old commentator of the 76ers. It's not Doc Rivers because he's already packed up and gone.
So what's Doc doing now?
He's looking for a job.
Okay.
He'll probably go to TV.
Yeah.
I think they said he was like 0-400 on game sevens, that he couldn't even spell win on game seven.
Wow.
High hopes.
But you blame the coach or you play the players?
It's a little of both.
You think it's the game plan and the conditioning and the strategy?
Yeah, it's a little of both. And Habib was saying, you know, you didn't do anything in game seven. I think he was 4-22. This is your MVP?
Yeah.
This is the guy that said, get on my back and I'll carry you?
Yeah, but he's got bad knees. I mean, he looks like a wounded greyhound running up and down the court.
No, I get all that. I mean,
he's waddling up and down the court.
I get all that. You stole the first game against Boston. You had everything. You're up 3-2, and then you lose the final two games. You know, it's not good. L.A. out in Denver. I'm a big Denver fan right now.
Are you?
Yeah,
you don't want the King to get another ring?
Yeah, he just, you know, and I like him on the court per se. I think he's phenomenal. I don't think he's better than Jordan. I think he was a better, especially after watching the 30-on-30 on Jordan. LeBron may be a better teammate.
Oh, there's that new movie, Air Jordan, about the Nike.
Yeah, the shoe.
It just came out, right?
The McGregor just came out, too.
Oh.
Well. You know, his documentary. Okay. I don't know what it's on. But
So I'm going to do some research this week. I'm going to watch those two.
In the next week or two, I don't know which. I think it may be next Wednesday, we will have Michael Chandler on as the Ultimate Fighter kicks off the week after. And then I believe we are going to get the previous night's winner on every Wednesday show.
And you saw that McGregor put his hands on him, put his hands on his neck. Chandler said he didn't even feel it. Said there was nothing there.
Again, is that to sell or is that McGregor? And that's one reason why. And it's funny, and I know that. People have said it. I like this guy who does it, but I don't like that guy who does it.
Sure.
I'm not a big McGregor fan for other reasons as well. You know, showing up late, expecting people to wait, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, Diaz is okay. McGregor's not.
I mean, that's all debatable.
Tito is okay. Israel Adesanya is not.
Hogan's got the greatest leg drop of all time. It's legendary.
Does he?
It's legendary.
No, the leg drop, you know, which is not very impressive, but what does The Rock do? What does The Rock do?
He raises his eyebrow.
No, I know, and then he does some silly thing, and then he runs back and forth, and then doesn't he fall down?
I don't really know.
And was anything better than when Dusty Rhodes did that thing with his hands, like he thought he was sparring?
No, nothing's better than George Animal Steel eating the turnbuckle.
That's true. I think he was an accountant, too.
Really?
I do think that George the Animal Steel was something to do with mathematics.
Wonder how many turnbuckles he tore up.
Many? Many?
It's probably a number.
I've said that, you know, I do watch a little bit. I do miss WCW, though. Tremendously.
Because it's like the underground wrestler.
It wasn't.
I
just enjoyed it more. And, you know, quite a few of them became friends. Diamond Dallas Page, who I talk to quite regularly.
It's like the WNBA. It's not as good as like the real NBA.
Wrong.
It's just like, wrong. It's like underground, kind of like no one knows
WCW
about it.
WCW was dominating for a long time. And then your boy came. When your boy and
what
Nash
about the,
and Hall.
What about GLOW? The Ladies of GLOW Wrestling.
Yeah, was it Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling? Yeah. Is that what it was called? All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this fiasco.
What do you mean fiasco? This is a great show. It's debatable if this is the greatest show we've ever had.
It's debatable if we were even doing a show.
It's debatable if we even heard because of the internet.
Eric is saying, don't send me a watch. I don't deserve it.
Send me a blanket.
All right. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Joe Gatto. Until next week, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stop.